in my all that I've read, it's often struck me as odd that you've got theatre and the Blackburns and the socialists and trade union and so on, and then you've got Daniel Mannix. How did he fit in? I know that he didn't speak out that much in 1916, but by 1917, he's huge.
Yeah. Well, I think the Irish, the cultural Irish in Melbourne is also quite strong. So you, one of the aspects of the war that people forget now is the Presbyterians versus the Catholics. Melbourne is a very Presbyterian town in its better off class, right? The sense, the grievance that the Irish had against the English. So the arguments about imperialism had some real meaning. And yet the statistics show very clearly that it was not the case that the Irish enlisted in any smaller numbers than anybody else. So the loyalty to the empire in war terms, it was exaggerated, but Mannix, I think, it comes a bit out of the same thing as the pacifist idea. You cannot, as a good Christian, force a person to put themselves in a position where they're going to be forced to murder someone. That war is not a sufficient justification for that level of conscription. But also, I think by 1917, he was responding to the way in which the war was impacting far more seriously on his flock, because the Irish are at the poorer end of the socioeconomic scale, and they're suffering more than the better off. And I think that's it's a class thing. It's got. Do you agree with that?
I agree.
Think it's class as much as religion that's motivating Mannix.
It's class and nationalism. The Easter Uprising of 1916 was really crucial in turning that debate around, and I think that was really vital in the position he took.
Yes.
So Mannix is a very interesting, complex figure in all of this. But yeah, absolutely. I think it's a mixture of that class, that nationalism, and then what is happening in Ireland itself, and the schisms that are happening there, which are reverberating here in the Irish community.
And also parts of not just, I mean, that Easter Rebellion really has a powerful impact through the whole working class movement. The labour movement sees this as yet another example of a capitalist class, if you like. You can read this in class terms as well as in empire terms and so forth.